but not necessarily those of KSCO Radio, its staff, management, or advertisers. If something is said with which you disagree, please call us during the program in order to help us balance comments.
Good evening, and welcome to Off the Lip, the show about surfing and skateboarding. If you'd like to join the show tonight, give us a call at 831-479-1080. That's 831-479-1080. And now, here are your hosts for tonight's program, Neil Pearlberg and Terry Campion.
Good evening, and welcome to the Off the Lip radio show. Broadcasting right here from beautiful, gorgeous South Swell here today, and for the whole month, it seems like, Santa Cruz, California. Really enjoyed that phone call from Georgia on the previous show, didn't you, TC?
She's a peach.
Love that call.
She's a peach, let me tell you.
Thank you, Georgia, for that call, because you know what?
Well, I love
Did you comment on that?
I just love when people say the word hate, because that's really a bad word.
It's a terrible word.
Yeah, and she threw that around like it was a volleyball.
No big deal.
No big deal. Yeah.
You know what, TC? I just mentioned earlier, I've been watching I'm an avid soccer fan, right? Avid, right? World Cup. I've been watching every single
your
game.
Your accent gives you away.
Agonized through the England game because the England team put me for years in Heartbreak Hotel. Trust me.
Right.
Heartbreak.
Right.
And you see all the people in the stands, right? People from different walks of life and different countries. They're there together having a good time. I think that's what we all want.
Wasn't it most of the time at soccer? I've seen those compilation videos of riots at soccer games.
You know what? That's been the old days. But now you get the World Cup. I mean, remember when the USA had the World Cup? How many people brought people together, right?
Well, check it out. More people watched the Mexico World Cup game than the U.S. Open.
That was unbelievable game against.
Did you know that?
Great game.
The TV ratings crushed the U.S. Open.
Yeah, I would love to have been in Watsonville. I watched it at home. I should have driven to Watsonville. God darn it.
But there were some parties. Go Mexico.
But
if we're going to build a wall, let's build it on, let's block Nevada and Arizona.
But all the people coming together having a good time. They're not interested left or right and not in a Trump.
Right. Yeah.
You know what?
I know.
We're on this planet. Let's have a good time. And you know what? That all gets back to an interview I did maybe a week ago when I sat down with our guest. At, you know, his lovely office at Arrow Surfboards. And I said, hey, Bob, would you mind giving me a quote about Jay? And what we just talked about as people getting together having a good time was the way that Jay lived his life. And he said, you know, he's full of passion and he loves surfing. Yeah, there's other people like surfing other things. He just likes surfing. The way he lived his life with all that passion. Tonight, our guest... He's been on the show like two or three times. He was our first...
Four times, I think.
Four times? He was our very first...
Five times?
You've been here six
times?
Baloney. We haven't invited you back here six times. Kidding me? So, he was... You know, when you're going to start a radio... When you're going to start a radio show about surfing, TC, where'd you go? Who's the... Let me ask this, because our other guest in the show tonight is Daryl Fleevorosco, three times Mavericks champion. Daryl, if you're going to start a radio show, who would be your first guest for that show? Of all the people in the surfing world in Santa Cruz, if you're starting a radio show, who would be the first person you'd ask to be your first guest?
From Santa Cruz?
Yeah. Who would you think let's start with?
I mean, Bob's a great, great one. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of them.
Good answer, no good pressure there.
Definitely someone that has been here a long time and I have a lot of respect for.
Him? We picked him. I think, did we pick him? I pick him?
I think maybe you picked him.
You're picking
up a board, and I think that's how
I don't
it
even
remember.
It is. But you know what?
Yeah, exactly.
There it is.
He's like, hey, if you finish my board early, you could be my guest on their radio show.
So he was our very first guest, Mr. Bob Pearson. So in studio tonight as our guest.
What color pants did he wear that night?
Oh, I think they were red.
I think they were red. Yeah.
So I said tonight he was going to be in yellow pants. You said red.
I said red.
And
he
wears white.
White.
Damn him.
Well, I saw him at the
guys
I saw him at the bank the other day, and I told him, I go, we got a bet on what color pants you're going to wear.
He knows. I've already been in the store.
Yeah. And so
I said, hey, would you mind wear the yellow?
Oh, jeez. You're cheating. That's funny.
So, yeah. Speaking of, tonight.
And speaking of Jay, we just had the Jay race this weekend. Very exciting event, and I think it's as busy. Was it the biggest one ever? Do you know, Bob?
I don't know.
Yeah, there was all beaches full of people, a lot of people.
The conditions were like
it was great.
Ocean was full of people. Well, Neil, you and I were on the media boat, and and I think I've done. Was it how many were they done now? What was that?
17.
17. I think I've done 14 or 15 of them as a boat, a support boat. And that was the second roughest one I've ever seen as far as the weather goes.
Terrible. It was raining on us. It was Jay's 40th birthday.
Right.
I know.
Woo.
Yeah. He kicked it up a little bit.
The Grand turned 40.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah, that
is crazy. Can you share a little bit about the meaning of living like Jay? Because I think it's very important for people to hear. Especially in KSCO, where it seems like people are at war with left, right, left wing, right wing, blah, 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 blah. All this political stuff going on. Why don't we stop and live like Jay a little bit? And living like Jay is what?
You know, hopefully people in their lives have somebody who they really enjoy being with because they're positive. They got a big smile. You know, they're just enthusiastic. And every time you're with them, you just really enjoy life. Like Barney.
Yeah.
You know, it's just incredible. You we'd see Barney coming off the cliff and go, okay, we're about to have fun. You know, you see Jay, and he'd just keep it so positive and so fun. You just love Jay, who he was. And he made everybody's life better, like Barney.
Yeah. Yeah, Barney, too. You're like, uh-oh, what's going to happen? It was more like we knew you're going to have a good time, but it was going to get crazy, too, you know? So, yeah, that was – Jay always had a smile on his face.
For you guys, let me ask you, is there anybody around today close – to either Barney or combination of Barney or Jay or that kind of mold where are we going AR?
I mean, it's really, really hard to kind of match those
two people, for sure.
You know what I mean? There's those characters in our community that are just classic to themselves. You know what I mean?
And, for sure.
So I think everyone's kind of different. I mean, in my sense, like putting someone's name on another person is not really
tough. Right. Well, Barney and Jay are so different too, and the personalities. Jay, I always had so much patience, you know, being a East Sider when he was surfing a lot back then, and he was one of the few guys young that was riding longboards consistently. And at that time, it was a little tough to be a kid riding a longboard, and he took everything water off a duck's back.
He rode shortboards.
You know? He rode everything. But he was one of the first that really took a serious taking to longboards. And after a while, it was like the bully when he picks on somebody and you don't get anywhere with it. Everyone just gave up, and he had a good time, and the rest is history. And today we have a lineup full of longboards, you know, and so it's interesting to see how things have changed.
We took a crew to Japan with Flea and Barney and Skin Dog and Jay and a few other guys, and we were there for 3 weeks or something like that, and we had so much fun. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, Barney sang Like a Virgin karaoke in Japan, and we were just losing it because he's, like, touching himself and, like, singing the song, and we're just going, oh, my gosh, I can't even believe this.
But you guys were treated like rock stars, weren't you?
It was pretty fun, you know. But
it was amazing, amazing.
Well, you've done a ton of business in Japan over the years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and so you've been going there for a long time. How did Jay do on that trip?
Loved it. Yeah. Jay did great. Everybody had a great time. We scored some waves. It was unbelievable. Like we were at Chigasaki. It was like 15 foot.
No, it was pumping. Yeah. We first got there, and we checked into the hotel, and there's these spiders that were like as big as our hands on the walls and like in our rooms.
No.
And we were like, me and Skin Dog were in a room where I'm not going to sleep until that thing's dead. So we like tried to like catch it, and we actually killed it. It was jumping from wall to wall. And there's these huge spiders. And we went downstairs and we're like, there's big spiders all over our hotel room. And they're like, and we said we killed it. And they're bummed because they were sacred spiders. You know, they didn't harm anyone. They were sacred spiders.
Yeah, but you don't want to. I know. Is there such a thing as a
arachnophobia? A phobia, right?
This thing was huge.
Right.
This spider was huge.
You don't want to. You can't go to sleep.
No, it was walking all over the walls. It's like as big as my hand. I was like, no, I'm not closing my eyes. So, I mean, that's just one story, and all the karaoke and the laughter that we had with Jay was amazing.
I can imagine going on a trip with Barney to Japan. That must have been a lot of
Barney,
fun.
Barney, Jay, the boys. Well,
How about taking Barney to Vegas? That's a whole other story.
We could go on and on about stories, you know.
Let's get off that subject. I want to talk about your event you're having this weekend. Big event coming up for Flea Hab this weekend.
Yeah, no, right? it's a fundraiser. We're trying to raise money to keep doing what we're doing in this community, which is help addicts recover from drugs and alcohol. And so we're doing a little dinner at Casa Toyon, and if you're interested, you could check out on the website. And
okay, well, the website is fleahab.org, or is it
fleahab.org? Yeah.
Okay, so if you're gonna get a nice dinner, right?
Yeah, a nice dinner, just some music, some like live music, and just mingle with some friends. It's going to be at a really nice setting.
Casa Toyon's real nice up on San Jose Road, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
That's
a
beautiful. So go to fleahab.org and check out that event.
And there's still a few tickets for
there's
that?
There's a couple of tickets left,
you know.
And the price of the tickets are, how much tickets?
Well, it's $150.
Okay.
You know, it's a donation, you know. So
what are they serving? What's dinner? Do you know?
Ooh. Yeah, we're going to do some salmon and some steak. Mm-hmm. And I think there's some strawberry shortcake going down and some pasta. And I'm going to make ceviche. I caught a couple big ling cod today. So
I saw that on social media.
I make a batch of ceviche for a little hors d'oeuvres and stuff like that. And
Josh Loya took him out and put him on the fish today.
It takes a huge team to do this, you know. And
Before we go to break, Neil, I know you're getting anxious. I have a question, Daryl, for you on Fleahab. And you don't have to mention names, but maybe talk about a success story that you've had go through there.
That's a good question.
One of your clients, or you know,
I mean, all started from the Beacon House in Monterey when I went there, and I wanted to do activities, and at that time there wasn't as many activities going through there, and now there is, and actually I get to go work there and stuff like that, doing surf lessons. With that idea of like them changing their kind of allowing different things at the Beacon House, it kind of made me come back to Fleahab here and go, I want to open an SLE that I could actually provide people with surfboards and golf clubs and hopefully bikes and stuff like that, so they could get active and utilize the activity to heal themselves. When we opened, that was like kind of our mission statement, to use activities to get better. Lots of people came, lots of people that were looking for a place like that. A lot of surfers came, and a lot of surfers that like lost surfing for a number of years due to drug addiction and drugs, alcohol. And so, you know, one person that comes to my mind, he's there now. Great guy. You know, he's my house manager. He came there. He was on heroin doing methadone for 18 years when he got to my house, and he's like still doing it when he got there. And hey, was it cool if we do methadone? And we're like trying to figure that out, because it's kind of in the beginning stages of Fleahab. And then finally I said, you know, I was like, we can't do this. We got to be able to monitor what you're doing with that. So he went away and got clean from methadone after 18 years, came back, and has completely killed it ever since. You know, got a job down at the wharf, started at the bottom, and worked his way up. Meanwhile, we're doing activities, surfing weekly every Thursday and Friday and stuff like that. Worked his way all the way up to the top. Now he's managing the place.
You gotta be very proud of the guy.
And he's killing it, and he's doing really well. So, I mean, just simple stuff like that. You see someone come in completely broken, broke, fat, unhealthy, white, and then all of a sudden
turn it around.
A year later or 6 months later, they're healthy, they're thriving. It's just that I love doing it for that reason.
That's fantastic.
Well done.
I've always said, when you start a project like that, one success story made it all worthwhile. And after you get it, which your manager sounds like an amazing success story, after you get to that point, it's all icing on the cake.
When we come back, the Fleahab is about SLE for men.
Yeah.
And you want to talk
about
opening one up. When we come back, we'll talk about opening one up for what you want to do down the road for women.
Yeah, the possibilities are endless.
So. Okay, so this portion, Bob, you're going to have to go to. The Great Highway, Journey to the Soul of San Francisco Surfing, is a film about the history of surfing in San Francisco. And it'll have its Santa Cruz debut on July 21st at the Rio Theater. This fascinating movie takes a look at Jack O'Neill's first surf shop on the Great Highway, surfing before wetsuits at Ocean Beach and Discovery of Mavericks. It's the Great Highway, July 21st at 7 p.m. at the Rio Theater. Did I send you that movie?
I saw it. It's a fantastic
movie. Really, really good.
Oh, man, I loved it, yeah.
Also, this show is brought to you by Julie from Toyota of Santa Cruz, title sponsor of the show. I want to thank Julie. She does so much for the community, and she does so much for surfing. She gave two vans to
The Board Riders.
The Board Riders Club, right?
Great sponsor.
She takes care of the guys. Please, if you get a chance, you want to get a new car or used car, please go support her at Toyota Santa Cruz. This is Neil here with TC. We'll be right back after this very short break. Thank you.
Attention surfers and paddleboarders, don't let cold water or cold air take you out of the water for 5 to 6 weeks. Protect your ear canals with custom-made earplugs. The Listening Stack in Capitola is now offering custom earplugs molded to fit your ears perfectly, comfortably protecting your ear canals from the harsh elements of the Pacific Ocean. Stop messing with universal earplugs that don't work and try something that does. Mention Off the Lip Radio and receive an extra $20 off any custom molded earplugs in our store. The Listening Stack is located at the corner of Capitola Avenue at 41st. Listening Stack. Protect, enhance, enjoy. 831-498-9890.
This is Numa and Isaac from Aloha Island Grill. Well, summer's right around the corner here in Santa Cruz, and that means one thing. It's time to come get your grind on at the Aloha Island Grill.
Come over to Aloha Island Grill and eat some food.
We're located on the corner of Portola and 17th Avenue, and we've got a beautiful lanai for you to come sit out on. We've got a fine assortment of plate lunch, fresh ahi poke, and other wonderful treats for you to enjoy.
My favorite food at Aloha Island Grill is Kalua Pig.
We've got ice-cold beer and wine for those hot summer days, and try some of our homemade POG, passion orange guava juice. It's delicious. For to-go orders, give us a call at 479-3299. Find us on the web at AlohaIslandGrill.com or come on down to 1700 Portola Drive. Aloha Island Grill is a proud member of Think Local First.
And we're back here with the Off the Lip Radio Show. My guests tonight are Mr. Bob Pearson from Arrow Surfboards and three-time Mavericks champion Mr. Daryl Fleave Roscoe. This portion of the show is brought to you by Straw Hat Pizza in Watsonville. I'm going to let you know that apart from fantastic pizza, weekly fun events, they also deliver in Watsonville on Curl Leaders. Check that. Click on their Facebook page at Straw Hat Pizza in Watsonville. Also, my good friend of mine, Sean Rovi, a local surfing farmer's insurance agent. If you're looking for home, health, auto, commercials, renters insurance, I recommend a call to Sean at 462-3222 or click on roviinsurance.com. That man has snaked more ways to me than anybody else I know. if you want to give us a call tonight, you want to talk, you can have a make a call to two of pillars, I call them, pillars of the surfing community.
Absolutely.
Mr. Bob Pearson and Mr. Daryl Fleave Roscoe. 831-479-1080 is the phone number. Bob, you look like every time I come to your store with your shop with my ding board, which I know you don't do ding repair, and you tell me to hit the road with the damn thing. Neil, take that thing and take it to a ding repair guy.
But you didn't do it. You brought it to me.
But you know what? My dad always said, if you don't ask, you don't get. I've heard the word no before. So you seem like you're busier than ever. Is that the case?
Yeah, we're busier than ever. We're making everything right now. All different sizes, all different colors, all different constructions. It's cool.
You still as passionate about surfboard building as ever? Do you wake up in the morning?
Yeah, I might be getting more passionate as years go on. You know, just I love it. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Just all the shapes, all the colors, all the, you know, working with Flea and all the boys and the charging and the looking at the photos and looking at the hype and the stoke. And, yeah. It's stoked.
Well, you know, I recently Skin Dog's a prolific social media guy, and he took a lot of pictures of a lot of boards he sprayed working for you. And wow, what a memory lane he had a few weeks ago of it just brought back, like, there was a time that Arrow dominated with the cutting edgeness of surfboards in this town. You know, you were ahead of the curve team-wise, graphically. At that time, Santa Cruz, you had Flea and Barney and Rat were all hitting steam in it.
Loya, Nate Acker, Zach Acker,
yeah.
Munster.
What a time.
The world. Like, pretty much everybody in Santa Cruz did.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Maybe we can skip ahead to our favorite decade question, but I'm just going to answer right now and say that must have been such a neat time for you during that era, because to me that was – I don't know if we can replicate that time, the, you know, late 80s, early 90s in Santa Cruz and the energy Santa Cruz had.
You know, I remember the 60s, and that was insane. And with the era you just talking about, that was insane. That was awesome. But so was the next decade and the next decade. Mm. It's Skinny, though, he was a phenomenal airbrusher. I mean, I cannot tell people how damn good he was. Innovative, and there was two companies in the world who were just producing the best stuff, and it was Town & Country and us. And Town & Country had several artists, airbrushers, and Skin Dog was just producing the stuff.
Right.
And, you know, we were putting it all over the place.
Yeah. Well, when Flea, when you started putting your West Side on, the WS on the board and the shield, like that was a game changer, you know? Like,
yeah, that was so many of those, too, you know?
Right.
But well, he had it wired, you know?
To me, it's like you can see a Martin Potter airbrush, and you know it's a Martin Potter airbrush. And if you see that WS shield on a board, you just know that that's Flea's board, you know? Yeah. And amazing time, so.
I got to bring it back, and maybe I'll bring it back.
There we go.
Do some retros.
I think it's time.
What was special about his boards, Flea?
Like he's doing now, he's kind of moving forward with different designs and stuff like that. At that time, those boards were working the best out of any boards in Santa Cruz. You know, the boards that we can get our hands on and stuff like that.
Did he ask you what you needed, or did he kind of just knew what you needed?
Bob would basically just kind of knew mostly about the boards and what we needed to ride and what we liked. You know, we would do feedback and stuff like that, and that helps tons when you're working with someone.
Yeah.
But I think, like Bob now, how he's passionate about it, maybe more than ever now. I'm frothing just harder than ever now too, you know, so my whole thought pattern on boards has got so much better in the past like 10 years just because I'm so focused on what I'm doing and what works and what I feel and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
So when I tell Bob like, hey, this board doesn't work, he'll find just that little subtle thing. Go, wait, this one's this much different. And it's so small. And it makes the board work so much different. So
he was in there the other day, brought a couple boards in, and he started talking about, but this one does this, this does this. Can we kind of combine these and make it do this and this and that? So we measured up and looking at it. And together, both of us were amazed of how close both the boards were.
Right.
But one's a little 32nd of an inch off or a 16th off here or there. 16th.
Right. Hmm.
And Flea's feeling the difference. And one, he rates one board of Magic a 10.
Right.
And the other is really, really good, a 9.
Right.
But a 9 isn't as good as a 10, and he wants that damn 10 again. And the only way to get it is sit here and just take a look at it. We're doing this, and we're calipering everything out, showing them, putting bottom curves on this, and he's just going, wow, 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 wow. So
yeah. I think it's cool you both want 10s.
Yeah.
Well, it takes a while. You know, sometimes it takes a couple boards to get that board
dialed
again,
in.
You know what I mean? But it's
that's the classic relationship you have with a custom surfboard builder.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what makes that so important is when you can have that relationship instead of just buying off the rack.
And ordering online or whatever, like, you know what I mean, over the phone. Like, you can go in and look at the board and go, wait a minute, that's a little too thick, you know, take a little bit off.
Bob, I just got a board from you, which I absolutely love, but I came in there, I don't know what I want. And you tweaking it one way or the other doesn't – I don't know the difference. I'm not that good enough surfer. Are you passionate about when you made my board? As you were when you made one for Flea.
No. yeah, absolutely.
Really?
But your board, we come talk it, we do it.
Well, yeah.
And we got an idea. We're doing this. All right.
It's a stand-up board. So
there's passion.
You had to throw that in there.
There's passion.
Yeah.
But Flea will come in there, and we're in there for, let's say, an hour.
Right.
And we're calipering measure of this. And so for that full hour, we're fired up. And when he leaves, he's got this expectations, and I have this expectation of what he's going to do. I can't wait to get this board out, get this board onto him, get that board in the water, get that feedback. And usually it's very positive, and that's the whole positive
thing. And my last question around that, are you hands-on with every board that you make?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
He's there at 6:30.
I know. If I'm gonna come, I'll come in there at 7:00, 7:30. He's there.
Anybody listening, just get there at 7:00, and you'll see Bob. That's classic.
Arrowsurfboards.com is the best way to get. Somebody looking to get a board today needs to come and see you. And the best way to get a hold of you is what?
Yeah.
What are you looking at me like that for?
I was trying to figure out how to get a hold of me.
I don't know.
Arrow Surfboards.
Arrow Surfboards.
Yeah.
Give him a call.
Yep. There you go. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get some Bob business cards at the shop or something. You know,
Bob doesn't have business cards.
I know. That's
he looks at you and goes,
that's what
looks,
I'm saying.
Right?
You know,
like, a Bob business card?
I'm not that
Bob,
good.
Bob, have you ever had a business card?
I got one.
Yeah.
Really?
When
I have one, yeah.
I was doing Laird boards for years. And
so you had a card.
They got me cards and some other.
Yeah. Well, you know, pre-cell phones, I used to have this business card holder. The hell, yeah. And I have a Bob Pearson business card. Yeah.
Ask him his favorite decade, why and when.
He already told it. He liked the 60s, yeah.
60s,
but no, then they said they're all good. And then even today's great, right?
You know, we're doing all these guns now with all the boys, and I mean, that is so exciting. The guys are riding these 50, 60, 70-foot waves and just all these guns, and all these photos are coming in. The results are coming in. I mean, it's a good time right now. I'm fired up.
You're looking at him when you say that. You were still doing – are you still riding those?
Or no,
you're
I'm just cruising.
Right.
Yeah. I made him a big one.
I'm just having fun.
Yeah, hell yes.
Well,
after
you win 3 Mavericks contests,
I don't really go up there anymore because it's just, you know, I'm more focused on my business and what I'm doing with my kids and stuff like that. It's just fun to surf, you know, and I want to surf fun waves, not waves that I'm going to break my neck
that you're not out at Mavericks?
You know, she trusts me, you know what I mean? Like, if you're surfing all the time and you're focused, I could go out there and catch 15 waves easy. Mm-hmm. I know I could, but it's just – that one wave I don't, you know, make or whatever, and then all of a sudden I'm, you know, you just never know.
Right. So having a family.
I enjoy these little faces looking at me every morning and jumping on my head. And
yeah, please.
Like that, you know?
There's nothing, and Bob, you can attest to this, there's nothing better than surfing with your kid.
Oh,
you
amazing.
Can surf with your mates, and you can surf with all your mates, but you know what? There's nothing better than surfing
with
your kid.
I surfed with Kyle earlier today. We had a great time out there.
She's doing so good.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Before we go to break, this portion of the show is brought to you, speaking of West Side Surfers, John Sisk. I wonder if John Sisk from Lighthouse Bank riding an Arrow surfboard?
Yeah.
Yes, the heck he is. It's John Sisk from Lighthouse Bank, member FDIC, serving the community of Santa Cruz since 2007. I see the Lighthouse is financing that whole thing in Aptos, TC.
Oh, yeah.
That whole big thing is financed by Lighthouse Bank.
If you got a business, you need money, go see John Sisk.
There you go, Lighthouse Bank, right downtown. Also brought to you by People's Coffee, where every cup is served. Bob, you love People's Coffee.
Who doesn't?
Huh?
Oh,
that
stuff
will fire you up.
Yeah, I see you there.
Support local coffee shops.
You know what? Maybe if you want a new board, hang out at People's Coffee because Bob will walk in. You can talk about your new board when you go to People's Coffee. Right there at the 17th of Bromer. This is Neil and TC.
Hey, when we get back, forgot to ask about the women's flea habit.
No, well, I can't. You did. I'm going
to come back
to that. With Daryl Flea Verosco, Bob Pearson, my dear friend TC. Dave's on stage tonight. Thanks, Dave. Thanks for coming in and fitting up for Chris. Appreciate it.
This is Brett and Timmy.
And Claire from Claire's Corner at Pono Hawaiian Grill.
Featuring wraps, teriyaki bowls, plate lunches, amazing and creative salads, vegetarian and gluten-free options, and over 20 different types of poke, all made to order, fast, fresh, and healthy. And what's your favorite, Khalil?
The chicken fingers.
Located at 120 Union Street in downtown Santa Cruz. Call us for takeout at 831-426-PONO or check us out on the web at PonoHawaiianGrill.com. We put the ono in Pono.
Hey, this is Steve Pereira, the beach guy at Bailey Properties in Santa Cruz. My wife Diane and I have been selling beach homes in the Santa Cruz area since 1982. But what we're really selling is the lifestyle. This is what we call Pereira Dice. We'd love to have you here in Santa Cruz County. If you've been looking for a beach home or you want to sell your beach home, give us a call. We have the experience, knowledge, and we're fun to work with. Hey, check us out on lifesabeach.com, where you can check out updated listings at the beach. Thanks for your support. Give us a call. My wife, Diane, at 818-5939, and Steve at 818-7064. We're the beach people here in Santa Cruz. Give us a call. We know the beach.
Hey, this is Fig from Surf City Sandwich. We offer the finest craft sandwiches in the county with unique and creative flavor combinations sure to satisfy. Our motto, Go Fresh or Go Home, means we take the quality and consistency of our food very seriously. Fresh local bread and produce is delivered to us each day so you can be sure you are eating the best grinds in town, like our delicious tiki tuna or Vulcan mind melt. Try out our latest creations, The Claw, Chipotle Chicken Club, and Calabrian Meatball. We offer craft beer with 8 rotating taps, featuring some of the top local brewers in Santa Cruz. Located at the north end of 41st Avenue in the Soquel Tower Plaza. Call us for takeout at 346-6952. Check out our website for online ordering at surfcitysandwich.com and be stoked on sandwiches.
This is Daryl Flavorosco. I just want to let you know about our upcoming fundraiser at Casa Toyon on Old San Jose Road in a vineyard. And we're having a benefit dinner to support people that are struggling from drugs and alcohol. June 23rd, if you want to attend and support people that are struggling with drugs and alcohol, please go to fleehab.org. Thank you.
I've been ashamed.
That was Flea doing his own commercial for the Flea Hab event coming up this weekend, which is going to be on Saturday, June... what's the date?
June 23rd,
June 23rd, at Casa Toyon.
Yeah.
For information, further information to support people who have in recovery from drugs and alcohol, go to fleahab.org. Correct?
Correct.
And it's a really beautiful winery. They're going to have great food. They're going to have a band. They're going to have dessert. It's going to be a great event. Nice evening.
It's actually not a band. It's just a girl playing music.
Oh.
She's good. Yeah.
I'll come up and join you. Maybe we can become a band.
One girl band.
And that's okay,
that brings us right to the point, right?
Which is?
You know, we've been helping this community through males in the sober living.
Right.
We need to finally make a step towards the female sober living in Santa Cruz and opening a Fleahab house. And so... that's why we're trying to get busy with fundraising and stuff like that to, like, make that next step. So it's time. It's time to move forward a little bit, hopefully. So.
And what needs to be done to make that – to get the thing rolling?
Well, it's just a whole lot of, people that want to help. And we're always kind of looking for new board members and stuff like that.
Okay.
People that are willing to donate some of their time to help fundraise and maybe even write some grants or stuff like that.
Okay. And just contact you on the cell phone or just go to fleehab.org?
Yeah, just go to fleehab.org. You can leave a message with me online or whatever, and then I get back to you. So.
All right.
How many beds are at Fleahab?
There's 6 people at Fleahab. It's a 6-bedroom house. It's a beautiful house. I really believe in less people. I could get a license and stuff 12 people in there easily and be like every other SLE in Santa Cruz. But and they do help plenty of people, too. I'm not knocking them.
Right.
Thank God for them. But I'm just saying I think living with less people and focusing on your recovery, it helps a lot.
Right, right.
And have you correlated your success rate? Have you
That's been tough, you know. But, mm-hmm. I mean, because – but I can tell you there's more people making it than
making it.
Right, absolutely. I'm well heard.
You said, just help one person. We have one success rate. Like the guy who runs it, his manager's like a complete success.
Yeah,
success
and story. He struggles to, you know, he has his, people have weird little perks and stuff like that, you know what I mean? And when you become, you know, sober and you're focusing on how to better your life and stuff, it's not just quitting drugs and alcohol. It's quitting, like, flipping that guy off in the car.
Right.
And being a asshole in the water, excuse my language.
Right.
And stuff like that, you know.
Right.
So,
right.
I mean, it's the whole package. It's not just two things.
And, Bob, you want to talk – something you mentioned – you asked Bob to talk.
During the break, Bob just said, hey, I got this thing coming up. And I was like, wow, that's amazing. So the mic's yours.
Great. I'm the president of the Santa Cruz Surf Club Preservation Society. In 1936, we had the original surf club here in Santa Cruz. We still have 3 remaining members, Doug Thorne, Harry Mayo, and Bob Rittenhouse. And we're constructing a plaque down there where the original surf club, surf house, board house was. And we're looking for donations for this. Clark built a really nice structure. We're going to have the names on there, and we're going to talk about the Surf Club, Surf House, 1936, here in Santa Cruz. And we're looking for funding for that also.
And so, and how do, who do they need to get a hold of in order, somebody wants to donate to that?
Again, that would be the Santa Cruz Surf Club Preservation Society.
Which is probably on, you can just look, Google it. Santa Cruz Surf Club Preservation Society. Google that. Yeah. If you want to be, you know, be a part of Santa Cruz history, you can donate a little money for this plaque to go in right there at the beach, right by the Dream Inn, right?
Right at the Dream Inn there, yeah. Okay.
And what's the ETA on that?
The plaque has been drawn up. It's where Ralston's probably, or a couple other guys are going to be working on the construction of it, and it's real close.
Aren't we trying to get some of those guys here on the show?
Well, we try. Bob tried for me, and it, you know, yeah, it's not easy to do, and we're still, let me just say it's a work in progress.
It'd be great to hear about the 30s and surfing in Santa Cruz, you know. Wow, that's...
Yeah, oh, these guys would be incredible. The stories they could tell is phenomenal, and they're ready to go. They're interested in doing it, so we can set that up.
We're working on that.
Something just talking about the 30s reminded me, at the J race this weekend, I went to the West Marine for the sign-up party before, and I saw this car pull up, and it had a plywood box board on the roof, like from the 30s, right? And with a million nails in it and a little piece of wood for a fin. I was like, wow, that's cute. Sure enough, remember? He was in the race. He paddled it in the race.
Awesome. Oh, yeah.
He paddled a board made out of plywood.
Awesome. He looked cold, though.
He looked beat.
Did he finish?
He finished.
Did he?
Yeah, he finished, yeah, because we saw him on the way back in, and I recognized the board, but I gave him a kudos for that, and I'm sure it wasn't easy to surf on those boards.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
Can I revert back to Flea and talk about Mavs for a second? Not what you, obviously what you did has been well documented, but what's the future of it? Do you think where's it going from today?
Well, I mean, I think someone's gonna just have to pack the ball and pull in and backdoor the ball in the future. You know, I mean, they're taking off pretty much outside the ball these days, but yet to like pull into like the thickest, hugest barrel that Mavericks has to offer. You know, and it does. It's like the perfect backdoor section if you have, you know.
Did Pete do that once?
The cojones?
Well, you know, there's been we've pulled into here and there and stuff like that, and yeah, I'm sure Pete has pulled in, took off backdoor too. Yeah, but it's just nothing like made. You know what I mean? And I think that in the future something will be made like that. You know, we were towing it a bunch and pulling in, and it was just perfect because we're going so fast. But to paddle in and backdoor the ball, I think it's possible. Hmm. I think someone will.
You see what's going on in Portugal? Those guys surfing those absolute monsters.
Yeah, those big.
It just seems that just right. It's crazy. It just seems that. Yeah. They're going to get closed. They're still going for it, even though they're going to get closed down
on. It's huge.
Nazaré.
It's huge.
It's like, what are you? Yeah, they know they're going to get. They're going left, and like it's this thing's going to land on their head.
Yeah, these two waves, Mavericks and Jaws, are just so special, you know?
Yeah.
Perfect barreling 25, 30-foot waves, you know? And that's just crazy to think.
Jamie, one of our teammates, Mitchell, he won the Nazaré last year. And he says that place is absolutely crazy. It's just the wave and then getting in, getting out, the shore break, the whole thing is just
nuts. Looks like a Santa Maria's on steroids or something. The way it wedges up, you know, it's like such a wedge.
Yeah. I think Twiggy was like, why did I do that? You know what I mean? it's a tough wave, you know, and those guys are doing some pretty heavy stuff.
Have you been there, Flea?
No, I haven't. I would like to go there and just check it out and surf when it was like 8 feet.
So 8 feet, is that that's 40 foot?
So wait a minute, he's making you a gun, and you're telling, you just stated online, you stated on the air that like 8 feet is your max.
Oh, he has the guns. Well, he's got the tools.
That's Hawaiian.
That's a Makaha. A Makaha 8 feet.
Yeah. That's the back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nah, it's all fun as long as you're getting barreled.
That's cool. Yeah, that's really cool to hear.
What's more important to you right now, surfing? Obviously, family is obviously number one, but surfing or Fleahab and getting people sober?
Yeah, just basically trying to figure out what I'm going to be doing next. You know, I kind of stopped doing a little bit of construction.
Right.
So I want to try to focus on moving forward with helping others. You know, through Fleahab and possibly the Beacon House and stuff like that. So it's exciting for me, but it's mainly about my family and getting my wife done with nursing school, and her becoming an RN is really special for her. So It's been tough this last, you know, couple years, but we're doing it.
And the expansion of Flea Hab is something that you're looking to in the future.
Yeah, we just got to keep fundraising and keep going forward and get some help from others. So thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Good job, Flea. That's amazing what you're doing.
I tell everybody.
I was going to ask you, Bob. I was going to ask you, Bob. You've known him for a long time through his ups and downs.
Yeah.
Can you've given some obviously you've said some great words about Jay and what he did. A few words about Flea since you're sitting next. He's sitting next right.
I started
door to
surfing
you here.
With Flea's and Troy's dad, Steve.
Yeah.
In the 60s and incredible surfer, great guy. Anyway, he brought us two sons and we started making boards from as their little kids. And I remember out there at Stockton Avenue just going for it and just eating it and getting hurt and paddling back out for another and getting hurt. And we'd look at them and go, oh, those poor kids. And they just kept at it, tenacious. They're bleeding and their butt got lumps and they just keep doing it.
Go ahead.
And we go, oh, these guys are going to get good. You know, they're passionate.
I got the blue Pintail and Troy got the orange Pintail.
Right.
Brand new Bob Pearson boards.
Right.
I don't know who airbrushed those, but it was amazing. They look like Kevin Reed's boards or something, but they're like Christmas boards are my dad got us, and that was like the best thing ever. Just like, what? Look at this thing. Like, you know?
Wow.
Like, so.
What a Christmas.
Yeah. First custom boards?
First custom board.
Was a Bob Pearson.
Yeah, exactly.
Very cool.
Yeah.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Hideout Naptons. We'll fill your plate with delicious food, fresh local ingredients. They will pour you a good drink and give you attentive and friendly service where you can talk business, catch a game, or share a meal with friends. Usually when you walk in, you'll see somebody you know at the Hideout. Also, TC and I will be headed to Star Bene right after the show. I know exactly what I'm having.
Me too.
I dreamt about it on the 60 a C's tape this afternoon.
You're going to have a steak
I'm going
pasta?
To the steak with the pasta. I cannot wait.
Nice.
Right down the street from KSCO, where Sergio and Julieta will be there on hand. It's about as close to Italy as you can get without having to go. This is Neil TC with Daryl Flea Verasco and the one and only Mr. Bob the Arrow Pearson. We'll be right back. Thinking of a vacation in Santa Cruz? Then contact Beach Nest Vacation Rentals at 831-722-0888 to make your reservation. The very best local vacation management company with their staff will take care of the tiniest of details to better your memorable Monterey Bay holiday. They are pet friendly with a choice of homes on or close to the beach in Santa Cruz and the Central Coast. For further information, go to beachnest.com or follow them on Facebook.
Summer is almost here, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure on the water. For that adventure, a wave clock on your desk is the perfect internet-connected source for ocean information. Whether for fishing, paddling, surfing, or sailing, the wave clock will show you the real-time wave and tide conditions you need. It marries digital information with old-world instrumentation to provide ocean data on easy-to-read dials. The wave clock is a true piece of functional art. It's linked to your home Wi-Fi, providing updates on waves and tides every 30 minutes at the location you choose. It's the perfect gift for the ocean adventuring person in your life. Come see your future wave clock working at the Pleasure Point Street Fair June 23rd. Also see us at www.thewaveclock.com and download the free app now. Again, that's www.thewaveclock.com. Adventure awaits.
Chill Out Cafe on 41st Avenue Santa Cruz is not just a block from some of the world's best surf, but it is also where you can go relax and order the tastiest grub before and after your sesh. Plump burritos, fresh salads, sky-high sandwiches, and a superb selection of hot and cold drinks. They have something for you. Go to chilloutcafesantacruz.com to view their menu. And to place your order to go, call 831-477-0543. Chill Out Cafe, where they roll the fatties.
Welcome back. And we're back here with the Off the Lip radio show. You can catch the show live on Facebook with Santa Cruz Waves. Here's someone to give you the lineup of coming up shows coming up. Next June 26th, next Tuesday, the Verbivores. Incredible surf music from this very, very talented San Francisco band. July 3rd, Judy Oyam, who just been elected into the Skateboarding Hall of Fame. July 10th, Ken Skindog Collins along with Adam Replogle. That's a show.
Oh, geez.
We don't even have to talk.
July, no, just no. Yeah. Well, Adam would say a word, and Kenny would just talk. July 17th, Emmanuel Guzman. July 24th, Keith Meek. July 31st, the Joint Chiefs Band. And August 7th, Alexander Michael Wong from Upcycled Skate Art. We've got a whole host of shows coming up. Also, Pastor Renee Schlepfer from Twin Lakes Church is coming back. I love having Pastor Renee here. In studio tonight, our guests are Mr. Bob Pearson from Barrow Surfboards and Daryl Flea-Verosco. But TC, where you want to go?
Well, I was just going to say, I don't know if you guys think of yourselves as legends, but the comments on our Facebook Live right now,
really?
The word legend is repeated. And, Flea, you're humble. When people call you a legend, how's that sit?
Yeah, exactly. It's just whatever.
But
I think the word legend gets used way too much. Kids these days and stuff like that are like, you're a legend. And just like, kid's only fucking 10.
Yeah, you can't say that.
Oh, sure. Oh, okay, sorry.
Dave, we made it 51 minutes.
Uh-oh. So,
are we still on the air?
No. Sorry.
The FAA shut down.
Well, you set me up for that one.
I did.
You
know
that,
right?
There's a dumb button.
I'm sorry about that, but I do want to say that legends, I mean, the word does get used lightly, but in my honest opinion, when you win a Mavericks contest 3 times, Daryl, you're a legend for that, because I don't know if anyone will repeat that.
No.
You know, I mean, that is an ultimate feat. So in my eyes, and I've known you since you were a child, I think you can be called a legend.
Well,
so,
thanks. I appreciate that.
And what you're doing now adds to it.
Cool.
Thank you. Because that's important, because it's one thing to help yourself and surf big waves, but helping others. And it's not easy. It's work for you to help others.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, is as much legendary as anything.
As TC said, what you're doing now and the whole history is just phenomenal.
Yeah.
And there it is. There's the man.
It's super fun. Yeah. I love what I'm doing now.
It's cool.
Yeah. And it's really fun.
And if you're not having a good day, if you're kind of down in the dumps, if your team's not doing any good in the World Cup, go get a new surfboard. Get a new board, right?
See, the old Flea came out in the bad word. You're still not perfect.
Is there anything better than getting a brand new surfboard from Bob Pearson?
No, I mean, just my kids.
Right. Nothing better than getting a brand new board. Because first of all, you're going to get a brand new board from Bob. And second of all, you're going to go talk to Bob, which means you're going to get stoked for the hour that you're with him talking about your new board. Because when you sit down and talk, he gets his piece of paper and his pencil out, and you can just tell he's like a volcano. He's erupting.
I know he'll be there. If I go, okay, I'm going over there in the morning, I know he'll be there. So that's nice.
Because he gets excited.
Are you backlogged right now like crazy, Bob?
Yeah, I'm always backlogged.
Yeah.
That's why I got to go every day.
That's a good thing.
They say all my friends, are mad at me, right?
Is my board ready?
Right, right.
I just want to say one last thing,
sure,
too. I couldn't be doing this without my board and my mom, especially. She does a lot of work for Fleahab. And the people on the board, they don't have to be doing this. You know, they have full-time jobs and lives of their own, and they're helping me. So I just really appreciate it. I just want to say thank you to them and everyone that supports us.
It takes a group, you know?
Totally.
I'm so proud of you, Flea, because you're still doing it. Yeah. When you started this, I was like, is this a knee-jerk reaction with what you're starting? Will there be legs to it? And here we are years later,
I think
you're still doing it.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
I think a lot of people doubted him, and I was one of them, because I remember when I first met him and I did an interview for the West Siders movie. There was this big thing at the Dream Inn. It was a big showing at the Dream Inn. And he's like, hey, Neil, here's my card. Flea hab. I'm like, yeah, right.
Right.
That ain't going to happen.
Hey, 10 years.
And I take that back, because I'm like, this ain't going to happen. No.
I saw his tenacity as a little kid. And I go, all right, he's there.
So this is a 10-year anniversary coming up?
Well, yeah. August will be 10 years sober for me. And so it's pretty special.
Very
halfway
special.
To my 20-year goal.
Wow. You goes 20?
Yeah, I want to do 20. That's my chunk that I want to do.
You're going to do that.
So.
And, you know, it's a small town. You have a lot of friends. Do people come to you and, like, say, hey, how did you do it? And can you can you help me? And like,
totally, yeah, all the time. You know, and usually it's just one day at a time, or you know, I tell people just, you know, try a month, you know, stuff like that. Mm. But yeah,
there's no secret. There's no.
It's just like I don't want to be the person that goes around and tell, oh, you're blowing it. What are you doing drinking so much? You know,
right,
but
right.
When someone actually comes to me and says, hey, man, what's up? How do I do this? I want to help them out, you know, and that's OK. And it feels good to do that.
I think just being when you say I've done it 10 years, that's a huge help. And anyone listening that has any thought. I mean, I'm so proud that you, because I didn't think you'd do it.
Well, I mean,
no offense, but at the time, how hard you were going.
Oh, yeah, I know. I was 37 when I made that choice, you know, and so I did it for a lot of years, probably from when I was 15 to 37. I was, you know, drinking and then all of a sudden partying a lot more and doing drugs and stuff. So why not give yourself a chance to, like, try life a little bit different for a while?
And look at you go.
So
enjoying more now?
Yeah, I enjoy it so much more. I think I would have been a better surfer, too, if I was focused and surfing, you know what I mean? In my prime of my life, I would have been a lot better.
Could have been 4 or 5.
There it is.
Honestly, I think so. You know what I mean? Right. Like, I'm so focused these days on surfing and what I'm doing and what I'm eating and stuff like that.
You know, TC, he's come a long way. We've had him on the show a bunch of time, and this time he's like...
he's loose.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Well, you know what? It's
doing great. I'm stoked.
You have a lot of confidence in your life.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm sure your family gives that to you. And confidence is really amazing.
We're lucky. I mean, tonight we drove by Steamer Lane, Bob Pearson and me, and we're talking about his daughter, and all of a sudden he looks out there, and she's out there stand-up paddleboarding.
In the bikini.
How good does that feel?
Right?
You know what
right?
I mean?
Like, yeah.
That's epic stuff. And so I'm just kind of starting that with my little girls, and it's insane. I love it.
That's really cool.
Yeah, you know, our kids get the bug, and we know they're going to be happy because of that, you know.
Yeah, and once again, it's nothing like surfing your kid. If you want to, you know, get a special bond with your kid, take him surfing. Take him swimming. Go get in the ocean with him. Swim around with him.
Well, I think the biggest thing is just hang out with your kids.
Yeah.
You know, that's tough these days, trying to survive in this town with the, you know, because they live here, everybody has to work, you know, and so, but the more time you spend with your kids, I always tell everybody, you get one chance to be a parent. You know, and
don't screw it up.
Yeah, screw up everything else, but don't blow it being a parent.
Yeah.
So, once again, Mr. Bob Pearson's been our guest on the show for, what's his fourth or fifth appearance? This is six, seven?
He's numero uno.
He is numero. He was the very first guest, and
maybe I was only going to be one show too.
We thought there was going to be like 3 to 5, and we're out of here.
We're still here. We did have a swear word tonight. We could be plugged.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
We're
sorry about that.
Every time I think I have one. Huh?
Yeah, you always have one. We've made it like 46 minutes. I'm like we're like this. TC's good. Fingers crossed.
That's my goal if I'm ever invited back.
Yeah.
Okay.
No more cuss words.
Check out freehab.org. It's a great event. It's got coming up this weekend at Casa Toyon up in Soquel, up on Old San Jose Road. Please go support Freehab. It'll make you feel good.
Daryl, if someone listening right now, like corporation or corporate sponsorship or donations to Freehab, fully tax write-off, right?
I think it's changed a little bit with Trump in the office. He changed a couple things. But it is a tax write-off. We have our number. So.
But you're really looking, hoping in the future to expand, looking for all the help we can get. Anybody listening?
Yeah, if you just have like $50,000 at the end of the year and you're like, what am I going to do with this?
Freehab.
Perfect. And you're always looking for volunteers.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
New ideas, stuff
and
like that.
Congratulations. Great job.
Cool. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, buddy. Thanks, guys.
Hey, wear red pants next time.
No, wear yellow.
We're both going to wear red pants next time.
There we go. Flea, thank you very much.
All right.
Congratulations on everything you do. And Bob, again.
You bet.
Is my board ready?
Yeah, it's ready.
Dave, thanks very much, buddy. We'll see you next week with another Off-Lit Radio Show. And tomorrow night with the Our Local Radio Show. I've got a great guest. Tune in then, 7 o'clock on KSCO. Good night, everyone.
The border policy, departing a UN group. I'm Ann Cates. President Trump has sat down with House Republicans over his controversial border policy.
It was a much anticipated meeting for the president, with the expectation House GOP members would make clear their worries about how separating migrant children from their parents was playing out in the nation.
The system has been broken for many years, the immigration system. It's been a really bad, bad system, probably the worst anywhere in the world. We're going to try and see if we can fix it.
Chair of the House Homeland Security Committee, Mike McCall, said afterward the president is 1,000% behind his bill to keep families together through the legal process, plus the bottom line item for the president.
It's $25 billion advance appropriation. $18 billion of that goes to the border wall.
Bob Costantini, Capitol Hill.
The U.S. is withdrawing from another international multiple-country group, the United Nations Human Rights Council. United States Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley says reforms are needed.
If the Human Rights Council is going to attack countries that uphold human rights and shield countries that abuse human rights, then America should not provide it with any credibility.
California could be the first state in the nation to toughen the standard by which police can use deadly force.
A bill advancing in the state legislature would raise the bar on the use of deadly force from an officer assessing what is reasonable to what is necessary. Deadly force can only be used if there is no other option. Corey Salzillo with the California Sheriff's Association says that standard is unreasonable.
This bill discourages proactive policing by making officers fear the repercussions of split-second decisions.
State Senator Stephen Bradford charges that doesn't seem to be an issue when officers encounter white people.
Use of deadly force was only enacted in this country after slavery as another way of suppressing black people.
He says the problem is not law enforcement, it's racism in law enforcement. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
On Wall Street, the Dow fell 287 points. I'm Ann Cates.
For those of you who can't wait to get your hands on Youngevity products, have we got great news for you. For the rest of June, the Dave Cave will be open from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. and then again from 7 until 9. Monday through Friday from 10 until 4, the Dave Cave will be open. We're going to take a little break for Flight 1080. Then we're going to open up shop again for a couple hours after the show. So make a list, stop by, pick up your favorite products. We've got your Healthy Start Pack, Gluco Gel, Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Nightly Essence, Selenium, Sweeties, Arthrodex, Enzymes, Probiotics, Cost FX. We've got it all. The Dave Cave, 2300 Portola Drive, Monday through Friday from 10 until 4, and then again from 7 until 9 p.m. We're at 2300 Portola Drive in Santa Cruz. That's Monday through Friday for the rest of June, 10 a.m. until 4 p.m., and then again, 7 until 9. And don't forget, you can also purchase your KSEO and Flight 1080 gear. This is Captain Dave Michaels, and I'll see you at the Dave Cave for the rest of June, Monday through Friday from 10 till 4, and then again from 7 until 9. .com.
NBA player Sterling Brown is suing Milwaukee and its police department.
The Milwaukee Bucks player alleges that he was wrongfully arrested and mistreated because of his race by a police department with a history of excessive force against black people. Also, that one of the officers violated his rights by treating a parking violation as a criminal offense.
Mr. Brown hopes that real discipline will be issued for the violation of his constitutional rights.
Attorney Mark Thompson says the suit is not motivated by money, but Brown is seeking a change in the way the department treats men of color.
That Milwaukee is an example to the country of what a city can do to turn itself around.
I'm Sierra Crawford.
A Michael Jackson musical is heading to Broadway. The Michael Jackson Estate and Columbia Live Stage have unveiled plans for a musical inspired by the life of the King of Pop, including music from his catalog of hits. I'm Ann Cates.
Hi, me again. I want to turn you on to a path to feel better, have more energy, and less sickness. It's a great website. RadioMinerals.com. That's RadioMinerals.com. The audio lectures, videos, and articles about health will captivate you, you'll see. RadioMinerals.com features content from world-class alternative health experts who make a lot of sense and will capture your respect and admiration, particularly after you take their advice and try the recommended unique products designed to work in concert with your body to provide all the nutrition it needs. Log on to RadioMinerals.com and take advantage of all the free health information available there. Remember that education is your best defense against sickness and misery. Get inspired by visiting RadioMinerals.com, where you can purchase their modular nutrition packs and see for yourself how good you can feel. RadioMinerals.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Meg over at Ben Lomond Market. Our new mobile wood-fire pizza oven is here, so be sure to try out one of our selections. In addition to making pizzas, our chefs will be preparing chicken, steak, kebabs, and grilled vegetables made to order. Customers can call in their orders to pick up hot, or they can order while they're shopping, then enjoy them on our front patio or theirs while relaxing. We are now offering locally made Mary Ann's ice cream by the scoop, located in the front of the store by the coffee bar. Our ice cream parlor personnel will dish out the ice cream you choose. We have a gift scoop at $3.50, single scoop $3.75, a double at $5.50, milkshake at $5.50, hot fudge sundae $6.50, brownie sundae at $8.50, and drumroll banana split at $9.50, which includes three scoops of ice cream.